where we're at in our process of kind of a leadership transition, summarizing basically the last 3 weeks of teaching. If you missed any of the last three messages, it would really be good for you to go back and catch up, mostly so that you could hear me talk at length about my heart for this church and for what it means to be a pastor, because that bears significantly on what we're moving towards. So go back and catch up if you can. So this is just kind of like the bare minimum nuts and bolts of what's happening right now. And what's happening is that we are going to try to implement a new leadership team at this church, which will be a team of volunteer or lay pastors to join me as shepherds or leaders of this church. Why we are doing this? For the main reason is the scripture says to appoint elders in every church or in every town. And when the Bible says elders, specifically in the book of Acts and the rest of the New Testament letters, it is used interchangeably with a couple other terms, shepherd and overseer. Those three words are all describing this one office in the local church of who is overseeing it, who is leading it and caring for it and guiding people into relationship with Jesus. So you've probably heard those terms used differently, pastor, elder, shepherd, overseer. I think they're all pointing to one position in the local church. And every time it's mentioned, it's in the plural, appointing elders or shepherds or overseers. And so we think it is honoring and faithful to Scripture to have what theologians call a plurality of elders, meaning there's more than just one, and right now it's just me. So we think it'll honor Scripture and will just be healthy for our church, better for you and better for me. I need help in this job as of a shepherd at this church. And finally is just the timing. I've wanted to do this for a while. It's been the plan from the beginning. And I think God has been working. And now that we're like 4.5 years in, I think God has shown and confirmed that we have the people for the job. It's not uncommon for churches to take this long for the process. Sometimes it happens faster. Sometimes it happens, takes even longer. But I think that now is the time for us to do this as a church. And so I finally get to tell you, with the blessing of our advisory board, and recommend to you the people that I think God has raised up and set apart for this job of helping me shepherd this church. And they are Nathan Bennett. Would you stand up? I didn't ask you to do this beforehand, but Nathan Bennett, Kyle Lute, you can stand up too, Kyle, and Sam Rhodes, and Mike Zanin, who is not here. But just in case you haven't met them, Sam, Kyle, and Nathan, you guys can sit back down. Mike Zanin is currently on our advisory board, and I would like him to continue as a shepherd or pastor with us, but he is over in Central Oregon right now and can't be here. Mike is the one member from the advisory board that is I would like to continue on in a leadership role here as a shepherd, and then the rest, Nathan, Kyle, and Sam. Again, most of you already know them. They have been around since either the beginning or very, very close to the beginning of our church. And the three of them have each, in their own way, demonstrated the heart of not just a leader, but a shepherd. Someone who thinks about the church not just as an organization to be led, but as a gathering of people who need to be cared for and prayed for and loved. Before I talk about kind of what I plan for this team to do, I want to share with you about a person who's not going to be on the team going forward, and that is my brother, Kenny. I had hoped that he'd be able to be here and share this with you himself, but he is probably doing some Father's Day stuff right now, and so he is not here, and I asked if I could share in his place, and so here we are. The short version is that Kenny and Alex have decided that they are not able to attend Valley Church, primarily because of his schedule. He's become a police officer over the last few years, and he's working nights right now. And so attending evening church is just not going to work for him and their family. So they're going to be primarily attending People's Church as they're able to go. Again, it's his work schedule primarily that makes it difficult to do evening church. But also, our family, particularly maybe my brother Kenny and I, went through a pretty challenging season as our time at Morningstar came to an end, and our family was just wrapped up in the whole thing. And like many of us, we needed lots of time to heal and to process, and Kenny and Alex have been learning over the last few years that Valley it was just not the place that they were going to be able to heal. And I'm not sure that I was ready to lead them, to be a pastor to my brother and my sister-in-law with the healing that I needed to do as well. And I think that had been happening over the last few years. And we met not too long ago and were able to kind of put that into words to describe what's been going on. And things are good and healthy and well between my brother and I and our families. But we agreed that for this season, it's better for them and their relationship with Jesus to go to a church where they can be just a little bit more anonymous for a time. They love all of you, at least the ones that they know, and maybe back from time to time. But for that reason, Kenny's role as a leader in this church will end when the advisory board ends and hands things over to a team of shepherds. I will be forever grateful to my brother Kenny and Alex because they jumped in and started this church with me and with Mark Arima, and they will always be obviously near and dear, not just to me, but to many of you guys too. And so if you have questions about that, please come and talk to me, or maybe reach out to Kenny and Alex. If something's on your mind and your heart and you want to encourage them or bless them, then reach out to them yourself. So a team of shepherds is what we're moving towards. What they will do is pastor the church with me. It means that we will meet regularly to pray for our church, to pray for you by name, to pray for your families, to pray that you experience God's love and that you grow closer to Jesus and become more like him. We will pray for specific situations that we are aware of in your lives. And then that team will join me in caring for you as shepherds, as things come up in your life, births and deaths and marriages and marriage issues and baptisms and parenting and trials and joys and all the things. We want to attempt to share in those with you and point us all to Jesus in that process. We will also seek the Holy Spirit's guidance for the direction of our church overall and also from season to season. So this team will also kind of oversee and see to it that whatever we do as a church or whatever we don't do as a church will be contributing to and moving us in the direction of like the vision of our church. That would include like overseeing on the things that we teach on, what events and ministries that we do or work towards starting. They will help me oversee kind of just the general stewardship of our church, our resources, things like what staff positions that we may need, salaries, the church budget, things like that. But primarily, and I hope that you really hear me when I say this, we will work as a team to walk closely with Jesus and to become more like him, to grow in maturity, so that we can honestly say, like Paul said, that we are inviting you to follow us as we follow Jesus. If you need anything, you need shepherds who are in love with Jesus and aware of how deeply loved they are by the Father. And so that's what we are going to work towards. It may be that not a lot on the outside will change, or at least not very quickly. Things might not look that different to you. I will still be the primary teacher up here. I will still be perhaps the most available during like the weekdays to spend time with you as you guys desire or need, as things come up in your life and you want to spend time with the pastor. It's okay if in your mind, if you think I want to meet with the pastor of the church I go to, and if I'm the one you want to meet with, that's okay. We can keep doing that. But if this team is installed, when they are, it will be this church's team of shepherds and will be available to you for pastoring. So how will we move on from here? How will this process go? I believe that each of these men, Mike, Kyle, Nathan, and Sam, are qualified and capable to help shepherd the church with me. And I believe that the Holy Spirit has led me to this point. But I have been wrong about so many things so many times. And it is really important to me that you do not just trust my judgment. Even if you may think that as a compliment towards me, like, hey, we trust you, pick the guys that you want. That is actually unhelpful. And so I don't need you to do that. I'm asking you to engage in this process as a Spirit-filled body of Christ, to pray and fast and listen to what the Spirit might say to you about these men and whether they are fit and ready to be shepherds alongside me. Most of us are used to just showing up to a church with a pastor already there or multiple pastors already in place, and by attending, you're kind of submitting your silent assent, like, yeah, these are the pastors, that's fine. But this process is different, and it is new to us. It's actually ancient and healthy that we would pray about this and think on it together. We, Valley Church, are not a voting congregation. I suppose I theoretically could have just installed this leadership team and then told you, here's our new leadership team, this was the plan all along, and maybe that wouldn't have been a problem for some of you. But I'm trying to engage in a much less pragmatic process, a messier process, but one that I think is more faithful to the Scripture and how shepherds are kind of raised up or identified in the church. And I've seen three things. It's a combo of an existing pastor or apostle identifying and raising up a shepherd for a local church, and or the church people themselves identifying among themselves who could be their shepherds. And finally is the Holy Spirit. There's a scripture in Acts 20 that says that it's the Holy Spirit that has made you overseers when talking about elders or shepherds at a church. I'm counting on all three of these things happening here for us. So I'm making some recommendations to you, my church family, of four people who I think can help shepherd this church with me. But I'm asking you to seriously pray and fast and consider these men for this position of leadership and shepherding the church, and trusting that the Holy Spirit will make it clear to you and to me as we move forward through the process. So what we're going to do is going to take the rest of the summer, so the rest of June, July, and August, to pray and fast and meaningfully seek God's voice in the process. So this will give you time to do a few things. One is to meet with any one of those people if you feel like I kind of want to get to know them a little bit better. You'll have time to do that. The second thing would be to meet either with one of them or with me if you have concerns. So there's two categories. There's one is like, if you're not sure if they are meeting the qualifications that we've talked about for what a shepherd should be in their character, if you're not sure about that, and you feel like you need to bring those concerns to me, we can meet and talk about that. But if you've got a grievance, if one of these people has in some way wounded you, or in some conversation you felt slighted, or you've got some type of grudge, for lack of a better phrase, Matthew 18 would say you actually need to go talk to them. And so I don't know. I will trust that the Spirit can help you determine between which of those. Do I need to come talk to a pastor about this, or is this a personal wound that I need to go to them first? And so I'll just leave that there. Maybe you need to come talk to me about concerns you have with one of these guys and whether or not they're fit for this position, or maybe you need to go obey Scripture and what Matthew 18 says and talk with them first and make things right with your brother. The third thing is, in these months, is you may let me know if you think I have missed someone that you think that the Spirit might be raising up to be a shepherd for this church. And finally, we'll give you the opportunity and the time to meaningfully say to me, perhaps, Michael, we have prayed and fasted and can confirm that this is the team that God has for our church, without giving you time to really think on this and pray and discern. It would be hard for me to receive the thumbs up. And so if you meaningfully take a few months, if our church does this together, it will be healthy for us to be able to confirm together. I want to add in some things that we're not going to do in the process during the season of prayer and fasting, and that is gossip. I have never known our church in our almost 5 years, never known our church to be marked by gossip or slander or anything like that. And for that, I praise God. It's wonderful. And so let's not start now. So my invitation to you to join me in prayer and discernment about these guys is not an invitation for you to discuss with each other what you like or don't like about them. Do the right thing. If you need to talk to them or if you need to talk to me, you can. Additionally, I don't know a better way to say this other than just don't be weird around them. Can we just leave that there? This is probably a strange and vulnerable thing for them. Like, none of us have done this before, okay? So just don't be weird around them. Be cool and be humble and be kind and mostly be prayerful. So that's the plan. You know the names now. I don't know why I dangled the carrot so like intensely every week, but I just didn't know when to share their names with you, and some of you already knew their names, so whatever. We're going to take the next 2 to 3 months, definitely July and August, and I don't know how or when the Spirit will confirm this process. Take this summer to pray and fast and seek the Spirit's guidance. I want to hear from you. I want to know if you feel like you sense the Lord saying something to you, or if you feel like you can confirm God's leading here with these people.